We often explore meditation practice by choosing an experience to pay attention to bring our mindfulness to, for instance, the breath. And we hang with that experience, exploring the intimacy with the breath in a relaxed way, meeting the breath. And yet not holding tightly with our attention to that experience. As other experience becomes strong or calls at the attention, we can consciously choose to release the intention to attend to the breath. And allow the attention to take in, explore, be intimate with that new experience, whatever that is. Sound. Other body sensation. Emotions or thoughts. Allowing the attention to fully connect and become intimate with sound. And if that experience ends or is no longer quite so pulling, we can allow our attention to reconnect with this settling place, this gathering place, this anchor for our attention. And so this is one way we practice. Connecting with and choosing where our attention rests. Now sometimes it can be helpful to, depending on what's happening, depending on how your mind is in the moment. And sometimes it can be helpful to actually let go of consciously choosing what to pay attention to. Attention is a aspect of the way our mind works, and it is amenable to our conscious choice. We can choose to pay attention to our breath. We can direct our attention to various areas of experience. And yet if we relax and don't consciously choose what to pay attention to, the mind will choose something. We could say that our condition, the conditions of our life up to this point, will choose for us. If we're not actively engaged in choosing, it's kind of like the way we can either choose to consciously breathe in and out, or we can let go and let the body breathe itself. In a similar way, we can consciously choose what to attend to, or we can let go and let the mind choose what to pay attention to. In this way, we can let go of the anchor for the attention and simply follow, a sense of following the attention. One way into exploring this is simply to check in a moment, and what's obvious now? What's the most obvious thing now? And how about now? And how about now? Moment after moment, just now aware of sound, now aware of pressure, now aware of dryness, now aware of breath, now aware of calm. It can be helpful to allow the soft use of a thought, the gentle acknowledging of what is obvious in a moment, just to keep that gentle connection with experience moment after moment. Rather than choosing what to pay attention to, we follow the attention. This can be, for some people, a very relaxed, natural approach to mindfulness. And for other people, this can be a bit disorienting. If it feels too disorienting, you're welcome to pick something for the attention to connect with again. Then you might notice while you've picked something that the attention naturally already goes to something, is drawn to sound or other body sensation, a mind state. And allowing that connection of awareness, where does the attention choose to land? Really helpful to relax in this process. This is a practice of relaxing and letting the mind do its natural work and being aware of it. Moment after moment. sound is happening. Vibration is happening. Breath is happening. Happiness is happening. Breath is happening. A very light touch of knowing. Moment after moment. For some of you, this may be a very congenial practice, and you're welcome to explore it as much as you like. And others of you may feel more supported by reconnecting with the experience of breathing and allowing that to be your settling and stabilizing place. Look for yourself. What is most supportive? For your mind.